this is The Art of Charm. Learn everything you need to know to crush it in business, love, and life. The Art of Charm is where ordinary guys become extraordinary men.
Hey all, welcome to Fan Mail Fridays, where I'll be answering your questions and dropping some knowledge and feedback to help you kick the weekend off right. If you're new to the Art of Charm podcast, this is not a great place to start. Most of our content is much more in-depth and longer format, so check out the best of at theartofcharm.com/best or the Fundamentals Toolbox at theartofcharm.com/toolbox. That's where we've got fundamentals like body language, nonverbal communication, attraction, negotiation, networking, and everything else we teach here at The Art of Charm. All right, let's cut to it. Karsh says, your channel has become my daily fix for lifestyle changes and has helped me a lot. I feel like you guys are doing a great service because I'm sure there are many people like me who benefit a ton from your podcast. I just wanted to email you today because it couldn't hurt to get your help with a problem I'm facing. He gives a little bit of background on himself. I'll skip that. He's basically a young guy in college. He says, I'm naturally a very creative person. I have been from a young age. I have tons of interests ranging from photography to marketing, media, graphic design, fashion, technology. I love the idea of being an entrepreneur. I really can't see myself working on a 9-to-5. Well, who can, right? The problem is I just don't know what I want to do. I have a strong creative edge. Many people have told me I just don't know how to build upon my strengths or find a career that's good for me. I really enjoy the startup atmosphere, and I love the drive of working in small teams to create something from scratch. I want to do something in this area, and I have ideas. I just don't know where to start. My family does not support me either. They say just get a proper job and get a paycheck first, but I can't stand that idea. I need to do something where I can be of significant value. I wanted to email you because I genuinely feel really lost. I have no idea how to progress or build upon my strength. I also don't know how to quite tackle the startup industry or transition my ideas into reality. Obviously, you can't know everything about me from this email, but I feel your experience would be of invaluable help. You could just put me on a path towards finding myself or showing me where to start. If you don't have time to write in detail, any pointers will help. Well, no problem. I actually consulted a few people for this because I get this question a lot. I definitely felt the same way when I was your age. And I want to recommend you a book. I hate recommending people books, but I'm going to give you a book here. It's called What Color Is Your Parachute? This is a book about channeling your gifts, your interests, etc., into finding a job. And make sure you get the latest edition because it's updated pretty much every year to go along with the market. So don't read the 2001 version and scream because it's going to be massively, massively outdated. But it's great. It's going to help you channel and figure out sort of congeal what you're looking for. But here's the thing, man. You're 23. You're still really young, and you're in the golden age for exploring your career options. The goal right now is not, contrary to what your parents have said, make as much money as possible, but rather to get as much experience as possible. Look for internship opportunities in industries that you might be interested in and build your portfolio and your network. You don't have to take an internship and then decide, oh my God, this is crap, I hate this. That's actually a win for you. Figuring out what you don't want right now is just as important as figuring out what you do want to do. So look for internship opportunities in industries, any industry that you might be interested in. Network and create relationships. Even if you're not really interested in the field, the network is still going to be huge. You're young enough to switch around and start taking classes or even get a certificate or a license in something totally different that you can monetize later. Right now, if I had to do it all over again, I think what I would do is look to become the assistant to a high performer or a group of high performers, eventually working my way up the ladder. And in fact, there are actually conferences for executive assistants, and you'll find that they'll be the executive assistant to the guys that work for at the top of Google, Sergey Brin, and the guys that work there now that are at the top of their game. And Elon Musk's executive assistant was there. That's how I actually found out about this in the first place. So there's a whole network of these people, and you can be right up, snuggled nice and close to somebody who is a world-changing, absolute top-notch performer. Imagine what you'll learn from them versus what you'll learn collecting a stable paycheck in a cubicle doing friggin' reselling whatever internet services or whatever entry-level job you would get. So that's a whole different issue in itself, getting one of those jobs. But I would say if I had to do it over again, I would go for that. In the meantime, don't worry about the paycheck. Your parents are trying to do you a solid by making sure that you have something stable. But right now, you'll never have more flexibility than you do right now. You'll never have less responsibility than you do right now. So capitalize on that. On the same token, I got this message from Howie. He says, in what ways do you work smarter rather than harder? I want to apply this concept to my life, and you've got a lot of background and experience both in academia and outside of it. how do you get more efficient and how do you optimize by working smarter instead of harder? And here's the thing. Actually, there's a lot written about how to work smarter, not harder. In fact, my friend Tim Ferriss wrote a book about working smarter and not necessarily harder. The thing is, he works a ton. He works very smart and very hard. And I thought, that's really important because every high performer I know actually works really, really smart and also really, really hard. Don't get me wrong here. It's important to work as smart as humanly possible. Working hard instead of smart is dumb. But working smart and thinking you don't have to work hard is also really dumb. If you want to accomplish something amazing, something great, something that changes the world, or something that just does a lot for yourself and others, you've got to work your butt off. Everybody I know that's doing anything even remotely worthwhile is working over 70 hours a week. And yes, I know what you're thinking. Raising your family is also something worthwhile. So if you're working a 35-hour job and you're raising a family, I guarantee you you're working over 70 hours a week. Top performers put in insane hours, period. They work a ton. You'd be absolutely shocked. Professional athletes, professional anything, is putting in 14 to 16 hours a day, attorneys, things like that. They very rarely take time off. And being passionate about what you want to do will help with that, but sometimes you just got to bust your ass. People like, and I found this reference on Quora as well, people like Martin Luther King, Gandhi, they worked all the time. People who are politicians, they work all the time, regardless of what you think of politics. Everybody that accomplishes amazing stuff works grueling hours. A players work more hours than B players. Fact. So just putting in the hours, that's what makes you more successful in general. But of course, yes, optimize and be efficient while you're doing that. So yes to working smarter, but, you know, yes to working a lot harder as well. All right, Mike wrote in, he says, how come, and I'm digesting his email here, how come I can get along with guys really, really easily, but whenever I want to talk to a girl I think is attractive, I freeze up and I trip over my words? And this is funny because this sounds like a question I would have answered on this show 8 years ago. He also notes that he's never actually had a relationship. And so I think the answer here is pretty simple because, yes, there's a lot of factors here, but I'll go for the main one. Deep down, at your core level, your lizard brain wants to sleep with her. And because of that, you're going to get nervous because you don't want to say something awkward or stupid or something that would kick you out of the running for sleeping with her. So what a lot of people do is they trip over themselves while trying to mute their personality so that they don't offend or say something awkward. And that results in awkwardness itself. So the fact that you've never had a real relationship, that makes it much more severe in this example because you have very limited experience, and also because the prize of sex is that much more golden in your mind because you've never really maybe had somebody in a relationship with which you can say, all right, I've done that a bunch. I've gotten it out of my system. You don't have that, so you're sort of starting from scratch. And as you get older, as you get more experience, as you've been in more relationships with the opposite sex or the same sex for that matter, you might still be nervous around people you find attractive, especially sexually attractive, but you'll find yourself much more calm when you interact with them. So don't panic, get some experience. Even if you fumble through it really, really badly, it doesn't matter. The key is get the experience, no matter how low level you might think it is, and eventually this problem will start to wear off. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Don't forget, you can reach me, jordan@theartofcharm.com. I read everything and I'd love to hear from you. More from The Art of Charm at theartofcharm.com. Now have a great weekend and get out there and connect and leave everyone better than you found them.
Over the last 17 years, we have launched our fair share of online courses, coaching programs, and finding the right platform has always been a challenge.
They say if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. But if you're an entrepreneur, you know the hard work that comes with it. That's why you need Kajabi. Kajabi makes it easy to run your entire online business from one platform so you can focus on what you love, creating.
Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable recurring revenue.
No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, thriving communities, personalized coaching, and more.
The best part? Kajabi doesn't cut into your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. So keep 100% of what you earn.
And with Kajabi, you also get robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, all built in.
You don't even need a huge audience to make sustainable income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers.
Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/charm. That's KAJABI.com/charm.
Go to kajabi.com/charm and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
Hey, Art of Charm listeners, I'm excited to share a new podcast I've been absolutely binging. Winning is an everyday mindset, and Craig Robinson and John Calipari are here to help. On Ways to Win podcast, Craig and Coach Cal use their on-court wisdom to solve your off-court problems. Whether it's trouble at home or a workplace dilemma, the coaches will help you find a winning formula for success. You'll hear from prominent athletes, business leaders, and celebrities who reveal insights that made them into the leaders they are today. And don't miss President Obama sharing how he deals with pressure by projecting confidence, believing in your team, and taking criticism. Listen to Ways to Win wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to The Art of Charm. Get more confidence, relationship skills, life hacks, and everything for the extraordinary man at theartofcharmpodcast.com.